Books seemed to fly and flutter over the sumptuous gold ground of this astonishing 18th-century robe. This kind of robe, decorated with gold leaf and embroidery, is called a nuihaku. In the no theater, all the roles are played by male actors. An actor playing a young noblewoman could have worn this. The color red in the berries connotes youth, and the rich gold background is considered aristocratic. Nuihaku robes with a gold background are comparatively rare. The gold ground was produced using gold leaf, which was painstakingly applied to the fabric. Some robes were embroidered, then gilded. Other times, the gold leaf was applied first. Look carefully at one of the embroidered leaves.
And in this case, I think that the leaf was applied first. You can tell that if you look really closely at that center vein in the middle. You can see the gold glistening back at you. And it would be pretty near impossible to do that with gold leaf. So that's why I'm pretty sure that the gold leaf was first, the embroidery second.
Now take a look at the books. They display a variety of designs and colorful silks in their embroidery. There are also background patterns on the book covers. In some places, the designs were heightened with gold leaf. The black specks are tarnished traces of silver leaf that was also applied.